number 10,141, Edwin F. Jacobson, east of Road 357, east of Marshy Hope Way, being Lot 30 within W. Glenn Newton's development, a special use exception to place a windmill.
Mr. Rickard, in looking at this, the application, and the drawings that were submitted with it, it shows a 49-foot height. County limits the height to 45 feet.
42.
So the applicant didn't apply
for rule on that too.
A variance, and we can't rule on it because it wasn't a variance request.
It wasn't.
I don't see one. I just see a special use exception.
That's all they're asking for is a special use exception and a variance on the heights. No.
Okay.
Name and address.
Edwin F. Jacobson, 29233 Marshy Hope Way.
And that's in?
Ocean View.
You swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Yes.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
First of all, I wanted to say there are two variance applications for two different houses. One is the next one on the agenda, and I'd like to hear them both concurrently, if I could present them both concurrently.
They both?
Two applications we must incorporate.
The request was to hear two essentially identical applications in one record, and so if you just approve that by motion, that will be fine.
Okay. Second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we will incorporate the testimony on both cases into one. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, either use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Okay, you may proceed, sir. Vote.
Okay, I have some written materials that basically summarizes my...
Maybe you would pass that down, please, to the...
Right over here.
Got it?
Do you understand what I was saying earlier?
Yes, no, I.
What you requested is a special use exception, and that's to place the windmill in the
height.
The requirement of view is that to show that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. If you're planning to put it, or you'd like to put it 49 feet in the air, the county has a height restriction of 42 feet. And since that was not applied for or advertised, then if you want to have it that high, you'd have to apply again.
Yeah, you know, when we did that, they never informed me. We knew that there was a 42-foot height restriction, but nobody ever informed us we had to apply for two variants. They just said apply for the windmill and that.
Did you show them these drawings that showed the 49 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we may allow you to reapply without a fee, but you'd still have to reapply.
So I guess you probably ought to know this, too. I guess the board typically would give you two options, either to go forward on the application you have for the special use exception with the understanding that if that were approved and you wanted to go above 42, you will have to reapply for the height. Alternatively, if you just want to save it all for one application, that may work as well.
Well, I think I just want to make sure the concept is going to work first, if that's okay.
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 Okay, my name is Edwin F. Jacobson. I'm the owner of these two properties that you have before you, one on each board there. And there's just some supporting information on each property just to show the actual placement of the wind. They call it a windmill. It's a wind turbine, I'm sure you guys must be familiar, you all must be familiar with similar applications because they're becoming more prevalent, and I may not have to fully explain everything to you about how a wind turbine works or everything. It's mainly, I think, I will concentrate on where it is on the property and how it affects it, what how it may affect the neighborhood and comments I've received from my neighbors and things like that. And I think that may be what you guys are you all are after. First house here is, and again, this just shows a rendering. This is a superimposed.
Pull that over to the microphone so that the recording will pick you up.
Hopefully you don't, I have not done this yet, but it looks a very true-to-life representation, hopefully, of what it's going to look like. This is kind of one of the newer generations of wind turbines. You've seen other ones that are in the shape of an airplane propeller. This is probably the next generation, which represents not a three-bladed propeller, but a seven-bladed turbine fan that actually catches wind at 3 miles per hour, rather than 5 to 7 miles an hour, which some of the bigger wind turbines do. These are smaller wind turbines than most of the ones you've seen. These are 61 inches in diameter, which is probably up to my chin, say, height-wise, rather than some of the other wind turbines are, that I've seen in the county are 10 feet, maybe in diameter, 10 or 12 feet, so smaller. I'm proposing a two-tiered system. This is, again, stacking. It's called stacking the wind turbines, on one on each other. And this will result in a doubling of the efficiency, hopefully, of the whole system. Again, I'm just trying to figure out what else I may present.
Well, how will it not substantially affect the versatile uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Right. I hope I've shown I hope you can see by the orientation and what the turbine will look like after it's installed, or these two turbines, is that even at the height I'm proposing, which is the midpoint, is probably about 5 feet above the house. The houses are about at the 40-foot height right now. And so, yes, we are proposing to go above the roof line, which means it does put us, in this case, it puts us probably 7 feet above the height of the roof. And on this particular property, it's
46 feet?
Yes.
Okay.
So approximately 4 feet over the height. In order to mitigate the effect on the neighborhood or effect on adjacent property owners, stacking the turbine, one of the turbines is actually located below the roof line, which works very favorably on this lot because there are no trees and it's right on a canal of the Indian River Bay. On this one, I have trees in the backyard, and so they could interrupt the flow of the airstream above the that we hope to tap. And that's why this particular lot is higher. The topmost turbine is above the roof line, but you won't even see the second turbine because it's located below the roof. So this hopefully shows an accurate representation of what it may look like.
Which lot is which? Which one's that one there?
This is lot 30.
Okay.
And this is lot, which is right here.
Gotcha.
And this is lot 41. Again, I don't know what else is relevant here. Hopefully I've shown that they're located within the setbacks. There's no setback. They're within the rear side yard setbacks of each lot. So I'm not asking for a variance of any of the setbacks.
It's the diameter of the pole.
2 inches.
2 inches, and what's the width of the blade?
The blade, not actually sure the width of the blade.
Approximate. Inches?
6 inches. 7 blades, 6 inches, roughly, I think. Again, I have talked to my neighbors about this, especially my neighbor on this particular house. I have a neighbor in this house right here, and she was very much interested in it. She wasn't opposed to it at all. Her main comment was, "Is it noisy?" And I said, honestly, I can't tell you. This particular turbine is not, I can't go see it anywhere. I have to order it. It says noiseless operating turbine on the fact sheet, which you have.
Does it have a dB rating?
Pardon me?
Does it have a dB rating, decibel rating?
Not on the fact sheet that I found, no.
Let me ask you, you have two turbines on there, right? And when that wind gets whipping up there, you just told us that it was a 2-inch. And when that wind gets whipping two of them, I see them one. Now you got two of them up there. Okay, how's that engineered? I mean, is there a spec there that?
Well, on the fact sheet, it does say it can be on a 2-inch diameter pole. And so I assume that means that they have something to back that up.
Well, we don't have anything to back that up. That's what I'm saying.
2-inch solid steel is a lot stronger than 2-inch hollow.
Right. But you got two turbines on there too, which could be whipping up in that area, and I know that area. Interesting.
Yeah, not sure of that one. Again, I think a lot of these are experimental things that have to get worked out during the, in the initial stages of any kind of experimental
wind system like this. Mr. Chairman, sometimes on these, the new things, like when we had the towers, we had to get engineering strength and, some statement of an engineering
design.
It happened, capacity, something that would show us that would stay up there up to so many miles per hour,
How many feet from your property line would it be?
That we would need. Go ahead, Andrew, Mr. Mills.
From the side property line, it's probably 30 feet. And from the rear property line, it's probably 70 or 80 feet.
Is there any structures or anything within 50 feet of it? Other than yours?
Yeah, this lady. She's probably right at about 50 feet, 50 or 60 feet, yes. Just so you see that the tower is, the pole is supported by, for two stories, by...
deck surface.
Yes, by some kind of arm, metal arms that grasp it in an A-frame type design. And it continues up for two stories. And then so the part above, it's about 20 feet, I guess, is probably not directly supported by anything.
Do you know what speed winds it's capable of sustaining?
Well, I know it cuts off at 55 miles per hour. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that whips pretty good, 55 mile an hour.
They cut out, they just stop.
Yeah.
Produce, they stop.
Stop generating power.
Stop generating, I guess they have a break that...
I guess the concern would be, and I have to agree with Mr. Rickard, that, a 2-inch aluminum pole, I'm not a structural engineer, but my assumption would be a 2-inch pole with something attached at the top might not support the structure, so you may want to make sure that your pole will support it at 100 mile an hour wind or 75.
Sure,
or whatever.
Sure. No, that sounds reasonable. Sure.
Is a concern would be, certainly at those kinds of winds, we all have a lot more things to be concerned about, but your neighbor's property, the home being 50 feet away and you want to put it 49 feet in the air.
We just got a
threat to that.
Down there at the 70, remember? They had gusts up to 70 miles.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know you have seen this before, but this is the wind map, and we're in the class 3 to 4 wind area, which is the second highest that you can get on land. So.
Is that pole designed for two of them? Or are you putting that pole up yourself?
Pardon me?
That pole designed for both of them?
That's what the fact sheet says, yes.
So they're supplying the pole as well?
No, no. I'm going to be in charge of that. But it specs that it's designed to be tapped into a 2-inch pole. Now, I will make sure.
One or both of them? Just one of them?
No, both.
Just both. And you got two on this one, too?
Yes, yes.
Will the trees bother that one?
That's why we decided to place it this one a little higher, because we thought the trees might block the flow, the airstream. So they've told us that placing the turbines below the top of the roof line does not actually sometimes increases the sweep of the wind, and it doesn't adversely affect it. It doesn't have to be, you know, way high in the air, which you may have seen a lot of these turbines. This is pretty low as turbines go as far as elevation.
So how much more are you going to generate by having the two?
Well, this is kind of a new generation. I'm calling it that because it's different than any other turbine I've ever seen. They're rated at 1.5 kilowatts, which it's designed to operate at 900 kilowatts, which is more of a in the range of a standard wind turbine, but it's rated higher because they think that it catches more wind just because of the design.
900 watts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that what you say? 900 watts. I'm sorry. And then the information I have is that a house, typically large house, maybe require 7,000 to 9,000 watts per year. If you add up an average, maybe not the maximum, but if it's, say, 1,200 watts, and 1,200 watts times two, that's 2,400 watts. That could be a quarter of the energy used by a house in the year. So if it helped a quarter of your electric bill every month, that's what we're hoping.
Has the manufacturer given you any information on applications that have already been installed anywhere?
Not in this area. I mean, I'm ordering this from a company in Miami, Florida, so they didn't tell me they had any close by that I could look at.
Mm-hmm. But it is being used in other parts of the country?
Yeah.
Are you putting it up yourself?
Yes. I'm a builder by trade, and so I've not put up a. This is maybe similar to a flagpole, which I've raised before, but with the exception of the height, I mean the strength of the and diameter of the pole, which I will fully research before I even do it.
I think a tapered flagpole would probably be best suited for that.
Yes, yes, maybe that may turn out to be a tapered pole that's wider at the base, and maybe 2 inches by the time it gets farther up might be the way to go.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Bourbon?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take cases number 10,141 and 10,142 under advisement.
Okay, we have a second to that motion. Motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,141 and 142 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Both your cases have been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Case number 10,141.